When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, Legion of Audience. This is James, and before we get started today, I wanted to take a second and let you all know about the brand new Who Would Win Patreon. If you'd like to support the show and get behind-the-scenes access like you've never seen before, go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Who Would Win patrons will have access to outtake videos, early info on battles, and even get a vote on characters that we'll use in upcoming episodes. So if you'd like to support me and the show, head to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow, and for as little as $5 a month, you can define yourself as more than just a fan. You'll be an official member of the Legion. Hope to see you there.
While on the hunt for Sarah Connor, the T-800 Terminator stops at a phone booth to look up numbers and addresses. He makes a call to one of the Sarah Connors listed, and while on the phone, he sees three laser pointers aimed at his chest. He jumps out of the way just in time as laser fire tears the phone booth asunder. Scanning for the sniper, the T-800 sees the outline of an alien figure on a nearby rooftop. It is then that he pulls out an assortment of weapons, and the T-800 whispers, "Nobody will stop me from my mission," as he opens fire. It's Yautja versus Cyberdyne Systems Model 101. It's Muppet versus Puppet. It's the Predator versus the Terminator. Today on Who Would Win?
And welcome to another episode of Who Would Win, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between two characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsy, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only Ray Stekanis.
That's me!
There you go, Legion of Audience. It's that magical time of the year where the Who Would Win production team brings to you the biggest matches that have already been discussed, debated, and dissected millions of times within geek culture for our month-long event called Showdown September, and we're starting it off with a banger. In one corner, you have the Terminator, a relentless cybernetic assassin from a possible dystopian future, and in the other corner, you have the Predator, a technologically advanced extraterrestrial hunter with a penchant for stalking and eliminating the most formidable prey it can find. As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many millions upon millions of times this matchup has already been discussed. But here's the thing. This debate's been talked about over decades, but it's never really been, debated properly with points, pros, cons, a rebuttal. It's never been given the Who Would Win treatment until today, that is. Ray, I got to find out, what are your thoughts in today's episode?
I'm interested to see where this one goes. Now, the Terminator is a character that we've had on a few times before. The Predator is a character we've had on a few times before, and I had complaints to the board about the way that you brought the Predator into the show, in that you chose every Predator from every iteration of all time and then just said, that's the same guy. I believe, my understanding is, that is not what you are doing today. That fills me with excitement. And I've been on both sides of the Predator debate. I've been on both sides of, I believe, the Terminator debate. Yes, that's right. And I'm very excited to see who's going to win this. This is a real Showdown September matchup that we have not done before. Has it been talked to death? Yes, but that's why we're here, because we need those ratings for sweeps.
Look, our social media has been blowing up. Twitter's always been great for us. I guess it's called X now. Instagram's great too. TikTok's going to start really doing some great numbers. But our Facebook group, by the way, just broke over 100,000 members. How did that happen? And I can't wait to see what they think of this matchup, because I think we've got the perfect judge for it. Because look, when you think about Showdown September, you need to start this off right. You need a judge who's like got everything. He's a fan favorite. They're world famous. They can handle themselves under insane pressure and scrutiny. And yes, we delivered that for today's episode, because making another appearance on the Who Would Win show, it's someone who's been called the smartest person on the internet many times by me. It's the host of the Delvin Cox Experience and the PlayStation Experience podcast. You'll never guess who it is. Oh, that's right. It's the one, it's the only, it's Delvin Cox. Delvin, welcome back to Who Would Win.
It's great to be back, man, especially for Showdown September. This is the big time of the year for the Who Would Win audience. This is something that we've always been excited for. It's these 2 months. It's September, it's October, the months that we really get the... It kind of feels like September and October in particular are the months that kind of decide who usually wins the year.
That's true.
So it's really exciting that we're at this time right now, and I'm really excited for these matchups, to say the least.
Look, you are really, like, all joking aside, you're the perfect person to be, you're the perfect judge for today's episode. You've been on here quite a few times. You understand the format. You've given wins to both Ray and I, and we've both been, like, not happy when you haven't given us the wins as well. So you've played both sides really, really well. You're super fair. You go down the middle. You are perfect for today's episode. Now, before we get into it, tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, what you've been up to.
Well, you know, I've been on, I do a lot of damn podcasts. For one thing, I do a lot of podcasts. I do the Delvin Cox Experience podcast. Has been going on for over 5 years. Popular. People love it. No, it's one man mission, like our culture through diversity. I also am on the PSVG podcast network, where I'm literally on every show on there. I'm on the PlayStation Experience, which is a very popular show. I'm on Play Some Video Games, and I'm on Nintendo Shack, which is a hugely popular show. We just reviewed on Play Some Video. We just reviewed Star Wars Outlaws, which is the people like a lot, apparently. But also, I'm part of the Mortalverse. So, you know, if you heard Justin League Mortal, I am Green Lantern and John Stewart on there. And if you keep listening, you'll see I'm on a couple of other things in the Mortalverse, and we got something else coming on because we just recorded Lions Sports. So be excited.
I mean, we are excited. This is good because all three of us have been characters within Matthew Dawson's really great, you know, creative experiences. The Mortalverse is absolutely awesome. Ray Sicanus did an okay job as Batman, so I've heard. Although I am definitely the fan favorite when it comes to being, you know, the Batman for the series. So says Matthew Dawson, but who knows if he's just trying to, you know, butter me up or something. Listen, Delvin, you are insanely popular, period, but you're also very insanely popular for podcasts. My theory is that you know how to come in, regardless of who's going to like what you have to say or not have to say, and you know the perfect way to say it. The question I have for you is, did you get the skill set from being a dad?
Oh, yeah. You know, when you're being a dad, you kind of have to be a diplomat, especially because I have a son and a daughter.
Ooh.
So you kind of have to be a diplomat and kind of weigh things, the right things to say, the wrong things to say. So through trial and error, you kind of just figure those type of things out.
Very cool. Are you available for lessons for Ray Sicanus?
Oh, no problem.
Excellent. Ray, you heard it here first. Ray Sicanus taking lessons on how to be a proper gentleman from Delvin Cox. All right, listen, we've got an insane episode. For Showdown September, we're kicking it off the right way. We got Ray Sicanus repping the Terminator. You got me repping the Predator. We got the one and only Delvin Cox, the smartest person on the internet. By the way, no one has ever disagreed when I have said that, and they better not. Let's get this battle started. Ray, please do us the honors and announce today's matchup.
Representing Action Cinema, the alien who actually caught Chris Hansen, the Predator. And also representing Action Cinema, the robot who quit killing people so he could go get a job at Orkin. I guess that makes him an ex-Terminator, the Terminator.
Wow. One for really? Two. Yeah. Wait, which one was the one, by the way?
Three for two.
Well done, Ray. Again, I'm using air quotes when I say that. Before we go any further, let's go over the basics for Who Would Win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed, and the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. And when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal, with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, you can always check out all the rules on our website at www.whowouldwinshow.tv. And before we get started, don't forget to visit the official Who Would Win store. Visit sayword.co/collections. That's sayword.co/collections. And click on the Who Would Win merch section to get your hands on some great Who Would Win shirts, hats, hoodies, and our very own proprietary 3D printed Who Would Win versus stand. And now let's get to the tail of the tape for both of our combatants. Ray, please give us the details for the Terminator.
The Terminator, model T-800, is a killer robot who was sent back in time from the future to kill Sarah Connor and change the future for the worse. He was created by James Cameron, of course, played by the eternal Arnold Schwarzenegger, and first appeared in the movie The Terminator back in 1984. Originally sent by evil robot overlords to kill the mother of future freedom fighter John Connor before he could be born, the Terminator at first was a soulless killing machine. Made more or less to blend in with human society, the T-800 knows many different ways to kill. However, in the sequel, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, the T-800 was reprogrammed to protect John Connor from a second attempt on his life. This already gives the killer robot more depth than anybody in the movie Joker. Yes, I said it. Fun fact, looking back on it, Arnold Schwarzenegger was the perfect choice to play the Terminator, but did you know that he was not even close to being the studio's first choice? It's true. Unbelievably, Sylvester Stallone was offered the part but turned it down. So then they asked Mad Max star Mel Gibson if he wanted it, and he probably said something offensive while he turned it down. Now, a studio executive then had the idea to have, of all people, football legend O.J. Simpson be the Terminator. But oddly enough, director James Cameron, thankfully, turned this idea down because he didn't think audiences would believe that O.J. would kill anyone.
It's a killer idea.
Anyone else feel a little bit awkward right now? Anyways. Arnold got the part, and the rest is movie history, and that is The Terminator.
You know, there's just so many things wrong about using Arnold Schwarzenegger as a Terminator that can seamlessly blend in with humanity. You know, big, huge, muscle-bound guy, looks fantastic, but looks like this ultimate warrior, jack person, with a so very subtle Austrian accent, right? Just blends in perfectly into, West LA. Just, I don't know. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saw that guy walking around.
Look, if it was great. Any city but Los Angeles, I would agree with you, James.
It's crazy. All right.
I have a question for you, Ray.
Yes.
Because Sylvester Stallone is known for turning down movies for worse projects. So I'm curious, do you know what he terminated down for?
Oh, I do not, but let James talk and I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
I think it was that movie he did with Dolly Parton where he was a country singer or something. I mean, that just sounds like Terminator. I don't know. Who knows?
Here's hoping. Right.
Here's hoping. Here are the important details for The Predator. Now, The Predator was created by Jim and John Thomas and first appeared in the film masterpiece Predator back in 1987. The alien race called the Yautja, known as the Predators, are an extraterrestrial species characterized by their hunting of other dangerous species for sport and honor, including humans. The Yautja are a sentient humanoid race that breathe in an atmosphere similar to that of Earth, but possess a level of technological advancement far in excess of anything available to humans. Capable of interstellar travel in starships, the Predators have evidently been interplanetary hunters for quite some time and have, in fact, hunted humans on Earth for centuries. And, of course, we got to see that in the masterpiece that I've already said, A Predator, back in 1987. And here's an interesting fact about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Did you know that Mai, as in James Gadsby's first ever acting role in Canada, was to spoof Arnold Schwarzenegger in a large speaking role and on-camera role for a video game? It's true. In the 90s, I auditioned for a video game of sorts, I was very young at the time, that would allow you to interact with various famous and iconic Hollywood types. Since this was a Canadian production and used dozens of dollars, they used spoofs of popular actors at the time, and after a fun set of auditions where I had to showcase my ability to impersonate Arnold's voice and mannerisms, I landed the role of Arnold Schwarzenhammer, very creative, an emotionally volatile and childlike version of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, did this game go on and have the same type of success the classic Arnold Schwarzenegger films of the era had at the time? Absolutely not. But did the local CBC TV affiliate in Ottawa do a story on the whole game where it featured me? Yes, it did. So if you happen to find the masterpiece of a game anywhere where I don't even know what the name of this game is, let me know. And now you have the facts on both opponents. Delvin, do you have any questions before we get started?
Now, before Delvin has a chance to talk, I do want to answer the question, because 1984 is when The Terminator came out. If we approximate, it turns out you were correct. He made Rhinestone with Dolly Parton as his only movie in 1984. Now, we could make the argument that in 1985, He made Rocky IV and Rambo Part II, Rambo First Blood Part II. So it's possible that he was working on that. But on its surface level, he turned down the Terminator. To be fair, he would have been a trash Terminator. I think he's a great actor. I think he's a great action star. But I'm happy that he's in Rhinestone and not the Terminator.
I agree.
He's too small. And I say that knowing he's a muscular fellow. He's too short to be an effective Terminator, in my opinion.
I agree.
I think he could have pulled it off in a weird, in a very, very different way, of course. I think he could have pulled it off, but who knows? All right, Ray, it is time for Showdown September to officially begin. Hit us with your point number one.
Point number one for the T-800 Terminator facing off against the Predator. We're going to talk about just some of the raw physicals of the Terminator, because let's keep it real. He's heavy. You're not just going to be able to pick him up. Predator likes to try to pick people up and physically intimidate them, right? We've seen it happen time and time again. He goes to pick up the Terminator. He's going to be like, uh-oh, this guy's too heavy for me to do. But Terminators are agile enough in combat when they need to be. But his weight, though, he can just lean on you if he gets close enough, and that's enough to start wearing you down. I saw him reach forward and grab a guy, and just the effort to do that crushed the concrete, not just below the Terminator, but below the guy he was grabbing as well. That is an insane level of strength and weight and knowing how to use it. And as far as strength goes, the Terminator once grabbed a T-600 model with one hand, grabbed it from behind. It looked like the skeleton robot Terminator. He grabbed it by basically what, the backbone, the spine, and then ripped it into two pieces with one hand. Terminators are aggressively durable, and he was able to just grab an old one and rip it up into two pieces. I seen him hit a concrete wall. He reached forward and was trying to punch the character of Reese in Terminator. He punched a concrete wall instead. He missed, but he hit the wall so hard that Reese was standing behind the wall, and he flew through the air backwards. All Terminator has to do is get close or be far away, and he's going to win this battle. I saw him hold up an entire city bus that was falling off of a cliff so that he could save one person inside the bus. With one arm, he's holding the bus from falling into the water. With the other arm, he's reaching down to pull somebody out of the bus. The Predator is not capable of strength feats like this, because while he is a 7-foot alien most of the time, when he's not played by Jean-Claude Van Damme, he is not superhuman strength by any stretch of the imagination. I've seen the Terminator walk up and just flip over cars with his hands like they were paper mache. Outrageous. He's also extremely durable. I question, even with the high-tech weaponry the Predator is going to try to use in this battle, is it going to be enough to keep down a Terminator? Because I watched a Terminator get run over by a semi-truck. That's going to hurt. It was a semi-truck loaded low to the ground with propane, and he was fine. I think he broke a leg, which he healed almost immediately. Later on, a semi-truck loaded with propane blew up next to him. He was ground zero for a propane semi-truck explosion, and he was fine. He walked away safely from that. Wow. That makes me think of the Predator tried that I'm about to die bomb from the first movie, right? You know the one. I think the Terminator walks away safely from that, as crazy as that sounds. And I saw the Terminator took a grenade round to the chest. It blew up, right? He also took a pipe bomb to the insidey places and blew up. Did that stop the Terminator from trying to kill his opponent? No, it did not in any of these cases. I would argue the Predator can't handle the strength of the Terminator if it gets close. And we all know when the Predator tries to use all his fancy weapons and it doesn't work, what does he do? He matches you in hand-to-hand combat. So all Terminator has to do is survive long enough, and he will, to reach that moment, and he is going to crush the Predator between his two hands like he was the mountain from Game of Thrones, and it was, you know, that guy from Last of Us. Sorry, Pedro. And that's my point number one.
That was a horrible scene. All right. Let me give a little context in the form of pushback for your point, Ray. Okay. In the first Terminator movie, really interesting scene. There's this guy who I guess was in this room, whatever, and Terminator comes in. The guy got caught by surprise and took on the Terminator physically. He was actually able to shove him a little bit and even took down the Terminator, tackled him to the ground, which is pretty cool. And I don't think you're going to see someone just do a double leg takedown to a Predator in the same way. I'm just trying to say the Terminator can be taken down, can be fought physically. I'm not saying it's gonna, you're going to keep him down, but he's not this unstoppable tank the way you're putting it out there. By the way, fun fact, a Terminator that you're talking about weighs about 400 pounds. That's huge. That's big. That's about 120 pounds less than a Predator. Terminators are also on super fast. You just said it yourself. Reese is able to dodge a punch at close distance. I mean, that's because the Terminators kind of throw that big, huge, winding set of punch. They're not skilled fighters. They're just very, very tough and can hit hard. Predators do have super strength. We'll talk about that later. Conventional firearms can take out Terminators as well. We saw that whenever we had like a future flashback, so to speak, in Terminator 1 or 2. And we saw, you know, the Resistance taking out Terminators with regular gunfire, which was really cool. And Predators don't, you know, all of a sudden drop all their stuff just to match you. There's a code of conduct they have, a code of honor. But I'll get into that into a later point. For my point number one, let's talk about the physicality of the Predator. You know, start with these creatures are seriously impressive in terms of size and lifespan. On average, Predator stands over 7 feet tall, tips the scales at more than 520 pounds. They're also known to live, you know, for hundreds, if not thousands of years. So we're not just talking about a really strong, giant human type creature. Predators are way beyond that. They absolutely have superhuman strength and superhuman durability and speed in terms of pure physicals. Now, when it comes to strength, Predators can do some pretty jaw dropping things. And what I'm going to do is quote stuff that comic books that came out at the time to reference the strength level of a Predator from 1987. So we saw them rip through a metal, through the metal of a tank. They overpower a group of eight men without breaking a sweat. They bust through super thick steel doors. They've been shown to throw a man dozens of yards through the air, lift massive gates weighing several tons, even tear apart helicopters with ease. They can stop a charging buffalo, which can weigh over 2,200 pounds and dead in his tracks, pick it up, slam it down. If that's not enough, they can rip a man's spine and skull out of his body with almost no effort. Sorry, kids at home. That's just what a Predator does. Now let's talk about durability. They're incredibly tough. They can survive super large explosions, grenade launch blasts, even point blank cannon shots without going down. They can take dozens of bullets and keep fighting, and they've survived airstrikes from fighter jets. Now that last one's a little questionable. Again, that's from that comic book series that came out at the same time as the movie as kind of a companion piece, but they are insanely durable. Now, in terms of speed, these guys are quick and have at least Captain America type of low-level superhuman speed. They can keep up with speeding cars. They can dodge gunfire from automatic weapons. When it comes to agility, they're equally impressive. Predators can jump up to 3 times their own height and fall from great distances, landing safely on their feet. It's crazy. We saw it. They move through trees and rooftops with this insane speed and stealth, despite their Andre the Giant type weight. And they can stay silent and remain hidden Batman style while they're doing it. That is insanely impressive. Speaking of stealth, they're trained from a really young age to be expert hunters and to stay, you know, stealthy so they can hunt better. They've got crazy high pain tolerance and an equally insane will to survive. We saw that too. Combat is literally ingrained in their culture and their religion. They train like Spartans from 300. Great movie. And they start that from a super early age. And it's not just about physical strength, by the way. It's about being a master fighter and strategist and tactician. This is just something that Predators are really trained to do. And they celebrate, you know, having higher and higher accomplishments in terms of combat accomplishment, you know, whatever they do. And so while the Terminator is undeniably tough, they're powerful. The Predator brings a whole different level of superhuman strength, speed, durability, and fighting ability. You know, there's a reason why Marvel Comics has the Predator taking out Wolverine and fighting Black Panther in recent comic books and looking insanely dangerous. Think of it this way. The Terminator is kind of like a slow moving, plodding RoboCop. And whereas the Predator is a super powerful, insanely violent version of Spider-Man. That's how you got to assess this battle. That's how you got to compare it. That's my point number one.
Okay. Obviously, my complaints about the previous battles do not matter to one James Gavsey, nor the board, because you said you were going to keep this to the movie version, which I have intentionally not used comic book feats that represent very, very well. Why? Because we had an agreement in the boardroom, and here's James saying, ditch the movie. I'm only going to use comic book feats for my version of the Predator. This is outrageous. Since you brought up comic books, though, a Predator of that era, you know who beat a Predator of that era in comic books? Alfred the Butler. Alfred the Butler snuck up behind a Predator when it was about to beat Batman, and it whooped him. and took him down. So thank you for putting this on the table. If Alfred the Butler can drop you physically, a Terminator should have no problem whatsoever. That's what I'm saying. The Predator's been beaten in hand-to-hand combat before. That's what happens at the end of a lot of Predator movies. And you say conventional firearms can't take down a Predator. What are you talking about? In the original movie, The Predator or Predator, if it bleeds, we can kill it. Do you think they were fighting him with alien weapons, James? They were using conventional weapons, and they made him bleed, and they beat him. Arnold was covered in mud, and he beat him. I'm already so mad at you.
I know. We said we stick with very specific movie versions or what have you, and yet you're using, you know, feats from Terminator 1, 2, and 3, three different characters.
Same
but that's okay.
Character.
Actually, the one's T-800, the other two are T-850s, just to kind of put it out
there. It's a T-800, please. It's Arnold.
All good.
It's Arnold. It counts.
Dre, I love how you're repping Arnold, and even though you've never done any bodybuilding in your life, you're repping Arnold. Anyway, there's a joke in there somewhere. Okay, listen, we have to see what the judge has to say. Delvin Cox, fan favorite judge of the Who Would Win show. You've heard one point from both Ray and myself. Where's your head at so far with this battle?
Well, I'm very curious because Ray mentioned it and you just mentioned it. Which Terminators and which Predators are we representing? Because I'm hearing points from, okay, there's a T-800 model. So are we representing the General T-800? Because the General T-800 is vastly different than the one from the movies. Because if we watch the beginning of the Terminator movies, T-800s were going down like cannon fodder. You know, on the flip side, are we representing the General Predator? Because, you know, just the same thing as the Predators in the movies. Like, there's some Predators who get killed easy. There's some Predators, like the one in the first Predator movie, very hard to kill. So I'm very curious about that. So in my head, I'm thinking of peak Arnold Terminator, which I say Terminator 2, versus the Predator from Predator 1, because that's my favorite Predator. That's the one who's the hunter. I think he's the hunter kind too. So yeah.
No, I can't speak on Ray's behalf, of course, but I can tell you I'm repping the Predator from the 1987 film. And I'm using examples of, the strength that would apply from one hunter-style predator to another that are equal in size, training, age, and what have you, which is, you know, you've got to say, great, it's the same clan member who's got the same everything. Therefore, the strength is most likely in the same class. Ray is doing what Ray's doing. Who knows in the head of Race to Canes what's going on?
How dare you? I am using the Arnold Schwarzenegger T-800. You look in the movie Predators, we have like a hierarchy of levels of predators. You're supposed to be sticking to the 1987 movie version and thereabouts, but of course you don't know how.
I just said that's what I was doing.
I asked that because even with the Terminators, like the T1, the Terminator from Terminator 1 is vastly different from the Terminator from Terminator 2.
Both are T-800s, and yes, the one difference, Delvin, is they changed the chips in his brain to allow him to learn. And that's the difference between the two. That said, it's basically the same character, but with a little modification. So I believe both are basically the same.
Okay, I'll allow that. That works for me.
So where's your head at then? Who do you think is ahead and what's going on?
I would say it's still dead even. I think that...
It's point number one.
It's point number one. I think you both brought up some good points. I didn't realize the Predator was 7 feet tall and 500 pounds.
He's real big.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of like impressive. And then, you know, Terminators, is the Terminator 400 pounds? Because that's what I'm going off of based
that's
off
what James says. He feels a lot bigger than that, but obviously his strength is above 400 pounds.
Yeah, so they kind of, I think that kind of evens itself out. You know, the strength levels kind of evened itself out. I'm very interested in point number two, you guys bringing up the combats, the things they're bringing to the battle, because as I know for the Terminators, usually when they start the movie, they come naked. I'm assuming based off of what we're talking about in this battle, Terminator's not coming naked. He's coming with what he usually has in the movies.
You would expect that.
Okay,
look,
so.
We all know that Ray has a very, quote-unquote, interesting browsing history, so who knows what version of the Terminator is going to be coming, you know, clothed or not clothed.
I do a lot of podcasts, James.
That's great. All right, we've heard one point from both Ray and myself. Things are about to heat up. Stay tuned for point number two.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And we're back. Ray, go ahead. Do what you do. Here's your point number two.
You can tell it's Showdown September because this is more contentious than we're more litigious right now because we both want that early advantage. So let's go to point number two. The Terminator's a killing machine. The Predator is a flesh and blood creature, but the Terminator has an advantage because it is not. The Terminator T-800 does not feel pain. It represents pain in its, you know, digital cortex somewhere. It says, oh, that would hurt me. Oh, I am injured. Does not stop me from doing absolutely anything at all. Lest we forget, the T-800 grabbed the T-1000 and held it in an acid bath as its own arm and hand were being torn down by the acid as it was melting the T-1000. The Terminator will do things to hurt itself if it also brings down its target. The Predator, very notably, will not do that. The Predator wants to win, but it is also about self-preservation. When the early team in Predator made the Predator bleed, it took off, right? It did not want to stick around because it felt pain and it did not like it. The Predator is known for giving up a fight when it gets hurt. Whether it runs away when it bleeds to come back later, or when it feels like it's taken a lot of damage and sets off an explosion device in his pit boy on his wrist. The Predator will quit a battle. It will try to kill you along the way, but I don't think it can do enough damage. Lest we forget even more robot durability. The Terminator was covered in molten steel, cascading like a shower, like a waterfall. And at the end of the day, it was just a flesh wound because the robotic husk still kept going. You can electrocute a Terminator. If you electrocute a Predator, it gets hurt. If you electrocute a Terminator, no problem at all. In fact, a Terminator can identify how it's been injured, how it's been hurt, allegedly, and it can reroute its circuits to provide proper power and healing to that area so it can keep fighting. And it has a computer brain, especially when learning mode is turned on. Good call, Delvin. Learning mode allows it to be way smarter than a Predator, right? The T-800 can see time in slow motion for more accurate shooting. If you remember RoboCop, I know, RoboCop, Terminator, a thing, but RoboCop could just pinpoint accuracy constantly because the robot brain was doing all of the calculations for its aiming. Well, a Terminator can basically do the same thing. A Predator is relying on his technology, while a Terminator is the technology, right? So I suggest, yes, James, I hope your Predator jumps up into the air where it loses control of its ability to move, dodge, and spin, because the Terminator is going to shoot it out of midair every time it does that. It also has X-ray vision and scanners. You can see the heat signatures, so the Predator cannot cloak. Very important. He can also, the Terminator can, detect weapons on his opponent with these scanners. It has a detailed knowledge of the human body, the Predator body not so different. It has knowledge of all current, but it's from the future, so it has knowledge of future weapons as well. The Predator will not be able to bring something that the Terminator will not have at least conceived of before. And as far as weapons go, we think the Terminator's going to have a shotgun and an assault rifle. That's what it normally has. But remember, certain versions of the Terminator also have a future plasma rifle. One hit from that, which will hit because of the computer brain, and the Predator is crying out for its Predator mama. And that's my point number two.
A plasma cannon, really. It's even said.
Listen, where do we get the Terminator from? Does it come back in time, or are we fighting the Terminator as it's seen in the future? That's a question for our judge. I'll tell you, I'd feel better if I had a plasma rifle.
I know you would. Here's the thing. We saw this in the first Terminator where the Arnold Schwarzenegger character goes into the gun shop and asks for all these cool weapons and says, plasma, blah, 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 blah. And the guy's like, just what I have on the shelves. He's already asking for stuff that's not there. He clearly doesn't have that on him. That's a problem. Look, I got to push back a little bit of this. Now Ray's quoting things that happened in Terminator Genesis. Way to stick with the 80s classic version of the Terminator.
Same character, James, T-800.
It was a T-850, but, you know.
It's Arnold. It counts.
It's a thing. All right. The Terminators, you know, here's the thing. They won't make a strategic retreat. They won't sidestep. They're not going to try to, you know, move away from stuff, really. Like, they're just like, they're a tank. They're moving straight ahead, trying to take out whatever's in front of them. And that's interesting, but the problem is they take a ton of damage, and that's used against them a lot, and I'll get into that later on. Let's see what else. And then the treatment, the Terminator, you know, again, the Terminator, it's interesting. They're effective, but they can't fight that well. They really can't. Their fighting combos are grab, throw, smash into the ground, or smash into a wall, pick up something, and use it like a baseball bat. All highly effective stuff, but not really the most well-trained or combatively, you know, high end type of stuff. That's not going to work well against a predator who's insanely well trained for hundreds, possibly over 1,000 years. And then also the stealth, you know, you brought something up. We don't know if the Terminator can't see or can see the predator when they use their stealth. That's not something that's actually been established, but we do know that the predator can see the Terminator and recognize what's going to be happening with that. More on that later. All right, now let me get to my point number two. My point number two, let's dive into the Predator's impressive arsenal and tech. First up, let's talk about their helmet. It's a piece of serious high-tech gear. It's built to withstand gunfire, explosions, blunt force trauma, make it incredibly durable. The helmet also features, here you go, Ray, advanced all types of thermal and light spectrum vision. This allows the Predator to detect anything with a heat signature. By the way, guess what has heat signatures? Robots. They give off heat. That's a thing. This is perfect for spotting targets like the Terminator, who, by the way, on top of everything, they've got this blood-like circulatory system that mimics humans. That's in order for them to blend in with humans. They start bleeding. Humans will be like, oh, look, blood. That's clearly one of us, whatever. But there's all these things that are going to make the Predator be able to see what the Terminator is and is not using that helmet and that visor. And look, on top of that, Predators are equipped with cloaking technology. I got to bring that up. This makes them almost invincible. They can use this cloak to sneak up on their prey, often staying perfectly still so their target, you know, unwittingly walks right into their trap, something the Terminator has done with regular humans that were trying to evade it. And on top of everything, the Predator can use all of these weapons that it has, all this tech, from a long range out of, you know, far away at a safe range while cloaked as well. And now let's talk about the weapons. The Predator's got that smart disc. I love this thing. That's that throwing disc. It's really cool tech. It can be thrown, then returns the Predator like a boomerang. It's powerful enough to cut through reinforced steel, even ship bulkheads, which we've seen in that comic book that came out at the same time as the 1987 film Race to Canis, which means this thing's going to cut through the Terminator, at least damage it severely, and it can be thrown from a really long range, keeping the Predator out of reach of the Terminator. Then there's the plasma caster, that shoulder-mounted thing on the Predator's got, and that weapon is guided by that Predator's line of sight through the helmet. It does serious damage. It blew through poor Jesse Ventura's chest with one shot. That was horrible. It can blast through tree trunks. It can incinerate targets, blow holes through people. I mean, this thing is insane. It's also just something that can destroy a large area or a small area with precision. And keep in mind that the plasma cannon can be shot rapid fire style. And according to Terminator lore, plasma shots do serious damage to Terminators. Keep that in mind. Another weapon is that combo, you know, that little combi stick, that super tough spear it's got, and he can throw from it, use it in close range combat. He's deadly accurate with it. This thing can pierce through trees, military vehicles, multiple people at once. It is awesome. He's got those Wolverine type of wrist blades, that signature weapon. You know, they're retractable, the razor sharp blades that pop out of that Predator's gauntlet. You know, it's really, really cool. And they're strong enough to cut through steel plating. He's also got traps, proximity triggered bear traps with spikes that can ensnare a full grown man, which we saw in Predator. They have electrified bolas that wrap around and electrocute their prey, as well as a noose for capturing targets around their necks and just lifts them up in the air. Even if the Terminator gets lifted up in the air, will the Terminator be able to get out? Sure, but they're stationary and they're a sitting target. Great thing for the Predator. Let's see, for range attacks, they've got throwing stars, mini arrows shot from their gauntlet. And, you know, this we did see, the net gun. That's that device that shoots a net that wraps around the target and then tightens with razor sharp cords, effectively mobilizing and cutting them. That is awesome. And of course, they've got that really cool medical kit. We saw this in Predator 2, but we can assume the first Predator had one as well. And that's a kit that, you know, patches up, you know, they can put that little cool injection into their stomach, heal themselves up, patch up whatever limbs are going off. This thing is crazy. And remember, to top all this off, this is the cool part. The Predator has literally dozens, possibly hundreds of years of training to master all these weapons and tech that they've got. They don't just use them. They wield them with like Batman style precision with, you know, one weapon used in a second, then a third, a fourth, long range, close range, whatever. They are insanely trained with all of this. That's what the Terminator is not ready for, dealing with an expert user of tech that's more advanced than what it has on itself. That's my point number two.
Oh, please. They have hundreds of years of tech, but a Predator went back in time to the 1700s and got their butt kicked by a Native American woman. That's what you're talking about right now, James. Outrageous. Now, I watched the Terminator go into a police station and clean house. He killed Lance Hendrickson there. You ever kill Lance Hendrickson in a movie? I'm not saying it's easy, but it's also a little hard. You got to try a little bit to do it. Also, the Predator, his whole fighting style is he hides and he strikes, right? He hides up in the trees. He hides in a window somewhere and he shoots you with future weapons. Kind of lazy, if you ask me. But if you can't hide against your opponent because the Terminator can see you at all times and see your attacks, you're essentially nerfed at that point because a Terminator knows how to use the environment every step of the way. And remember, a Predator's stealth. It's a light reflecting device. That's why it looks like that kind of weird shadow vision. A robot brain is going to be able to see that, pick it out right away every single time. At the end of the day, the Predator relies too much on its gear, but the Terminator is the gear, and one's going to go a little bit faster than the other.
Interesting stuff. You know what? We're there already. We are at the turning point, Delvin. You've had a moment to ponder 2 points from both Ray and myself. Who do you think is ahead, and what does the other side have to do to pull out the victory?
I think it's a really close matchup still. I think you both are bringing up some great points. But I will say this. Someone is ahead. I think James is ahead by a little bit because the Predator has a lot of gear. like a plasma cannon, spears, wrist blades, a noose. I don't know what he needs with that for, but
traps.
A net gun. It's just a ton of weapon cloaking tech, which I kind of agree with Ray. I don't know if the cloaking tech would necessarily work against a Terminator. So, but you know, at the same time, it's still a lot of stuff a Terminator has to get through. While the Terminator has a shotgun, maybe some conventional technology. But on Ray's side of things, Ray made up a good point. Predator has lost to humans quite often in, like, you know, in the 1700s. A brave woman took out a Predator, you know, so that's a lot of weight right there. So a Predator can be beaten. But I'm just curious on how that's going to happen. I'm just very interested on how Ray is going to bring this home. But it's still really, really close. It's still kind of early in the battle. I think, you know, it's close, but I want to hear what Ray's point three is.
That's cool. Now, just to kind of let you know, Delvin, that Predator that was in that movie was of a different clan, a different type, if you will, than the Hunter Predator we're talking about in the first Predator movie, right? So okay. They have different styles. And that's why we also, you know, it's important to understand the T-850 is, and I think that's the version Ray's talking about, because that was in Terminator Genesis and, you know, the other movies, what have you. That is the more advanced, better thinking Terminator, you know, just to make sure that we're all playing, you know, fair Race to Canis, because that's the thing we need to do. Race
you
to Canis.
You just brought up Predator 2 tech. What are you talking about right now? You're already cheating.
This is what I'm talking about. We're heating things up. Stay tuned for point number three.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
And we're back. Ray, it's now or never. Hit us with your point number three.
Point number three, I want to talk about big moments and why the Terminator specifically wins this battle. Because T-800s, right, they often in the field defeat allegedly superior Terminators, right? You've seen this. The T-1000, the TX. There was one big thing when Skynet was putting these Terminators together that I found out. And that's that when they test these models to see who's the strongest, they put them in essentially a bare arena against each other, right? They put them in sort of a danger room and they say fight. And the T-800s get their butts kicked in that particular environment against all the newer models because the newer models are equipped with more weapons, have superior builds and loadouts. But in practice, in actual battle scenarios, the T-800 wins all of those battles. Why? Because the T-800 can learn. The T-800 uses its environment very, very well and knows how to use the environment to its advantage over and over and over again, something that the robot AI brain of Skynet never considers when putting these battles together. So let's talk about what that means. First off, as far as big booms go, you talked about the machine gun, the shotgun. I think he has a plasma cannon. He also has two fuel cells inside of him. If he gets damaged, and who knows, maybe he could be a little bit, he could pull out one of those fuel cells and what happens? He creates an explosion the size of a Predator explosion from that first movie. The Predator, not going to see that coming. He's going to think it's a grenade, not going to know how big the explosion's about to be. The Terminator could throw that at the Predator, catch it off guard, knock it down, and come out and then crush its head easily with its two robotic hands. And normally I would save this for a counterpoint, but it's important to consider the Predator's losses in the movies, right? I already brought up how he lost in the 1700s by a Native American woman who figured out how his tech worked, even though it was from the future, basically, and she used it against him. Danny Glover in Predator 2 used its own weapons against it because he figured it out. Are you seeing a pattern? In fact, in the movie Predators, they got trapped and they got tricked again and again and again, and one even lost in a sword fight. He got killed in a sword fight. The way James is describing it, how is that possible? And let's forget, or not forget, Dutch Arnold Schwarzenegger, coincidence, trapped a Predator by using the environment against it and was able to fatally wound that Predator to the point it gave up and blew up half of the island. What you see over and over again is people who know how to use their environment often defeat the Predator, who is so reliant on its tech, it doesn't consider the battlefield that you're fighting on. And why does the T-800 win all these battles over and over again? Because it first and foremost knows the battlefield it's fighting on and uses it to its advantage. The Predator is weak in these situations. The T-800 is at its strongest in a random encounter situation. And to wrap all this up, I mentioned it before, but I think it's important to say it again. The Predator will throw all of its tech at its enemy, and I think the Terminator will be able to deal with pretty much all of it, one way or another. So what does the Predator do when it fires off all of its toys? It drops down, it looks you square face to face, takes its mask off, and fights you in hand-to-hand combat. And yes, the Predator will strike a little bit faster than a Terminator, but what is that going to do at the end of the day? The Terminator gets his hands on the Predator, and it's going to rip him in half from shoulder to stern. Absolutely, the Terminator is going to win this battle. The Predator cannot get a Terminator down, and I've shown it here. That's my point number three.
All right, here we go. Some majorly pushback coming right here. Look, the T-1000, the TX, both of these weren't trying to take out the T-850, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator. They were both after individually Sarah Connor, then John Connor. They're trying to take out humans. The T-850 was just kind of in the way of their targets. If they had decided just to take out the T-850, it would have been a completely different movie, would have been much shorter, nowhere near as appealing. But again, they weren't trying to take out the Terminator. They're trying to take out what the Terminator was protecting, the real targets. On top of that, yeah, the T-850 can learn. The problem is it takes a while for it to figure out what's happening. That's the series of the movies, you know, the T-850 does something, barely escapes or barely kind of survives whatever, learns from it, and then applies everything near the end of the movie, which is really cool and a satisfying payoff. That's not going to be what is available in a who would win random encounter right away, where all of a sudden he's facing something with superior tech that can match it in strength, but is way better of a fighter and can fire from much further away. Yeah, it's not ready for this whatsoever. And that first encounter is getting wrecked. In terms of losses, look, Danny Glover took on the Predator after the Predator took on that small army within that warehouse that, you know, ambushed it and been following it for months while the Predator was feeding, if you recall that. And then it's weakened, it gets out, and that's when Danny Glover kind of does what he does. By the way, Danny Glover's awesome. He's superhuman as is. I already mentioned that in the 1700s, it's a different Predator, completely different species of Predator, not the same one. And that's that. And Dutch lost, or Dutch won, because there's a code that the Predators have, the Yautja Code of Honor, which means when you're hunting, you're taking out some your prey, and your prey is super weak, what you do is you bring yourself down to the prey's level, therefore makes the hunt more honorable. But the problem is that code also has something that is just for prey. For anything else that doesn't qualify as prey, like a random encounter, machines, what have you, how that high-end tech, which they encounter a lot, the code doesn't apply. He's not going to take off his helmet and remove his plasma cola after the Terminator's been kind of damaged. He's just going to be like, no, no, this is something that needs to be destroyed. I'm taking it out. That's what we're doing. All right, now let me get to my point number three after all of that. For my point number three, let's talk about some key weaknesses of the Terminator and how this fight's going to go down. So the weaknesses, first of all, the Terminator is designed to fight humans. It may have some knowledge of other Terminators, but will have zero knowledge on the Predator. Never mind how to fight him. I've mentioned that before. Now, compare that to the Predator, who has most likely hundreds of years of training and hunting experience at minimum, especially against creatures and things way more powerful than itself. And you can see that the Predator is going to have the experience factor in this and fighting something like the Terminator. And the Terminator will have fighting something like the Predator as nothing that it has ever experienced before. On top of that, it is fairly easy to hide from a Terminator and to evade that. We saw it in the first Predator, the Terminator movie. Regular, non-powered humans did it all the time. They hid from the Terminator, then got and hit it from behind or put a pipe bomb into it, whatever it was. So something like the Predator, who has perfected stealth, moving silently, never mind having an invisibility cloak, they're going to make it very hard for the Terminator to find him. And the Terminator has a history of being attacked from behind. I just said it before. In fact, this is the glaring weakness the Terminator has. The Terminator typically doesn't try to hide as it moves around looking for its target, which means it gets attacked and shot at from behind all the time, which is something the Predator has mastered. Now, the Terminators, again, they're fairly slow. They can be quick-ish and have good reflexes for their size and their weight, but compared to the Predators, who, you know, just have this crazy speed, can move from one tree to the next at super speed, and, you know, this is an area that the Terminator is insanely outclassed. And finally, when a Predator is damaged, it has a way to treat the wounds, get back in the fight. I mentioned this before, and that willpower the Predator has to stay in the fight and keep on going. Fantastic. That is something that's going to keep this in this fight for the long, long time. You know, and then the weapons, the tech, Predator has all this stuff. It's way more advanced and powerful and versatile than what the Terminator will have. Never mind what the Terminator knows about. Never mind what the Terminator has ever faced before. A plasma cannon versus a shotgun, a super smart flying smart disc that can cut through super durable and thick stuff. Ranged attacks, cloaking shield versus I don't know what. Fun fact, the Terminator is going to run out of ammo super fast because he shoots as much as he can and doesn't worry about saving ammo. The Predator has a ton of plasma shots and everything else and seemingly doesn't run out. We've never seen it before. I'm sure eventually it happens, but I doubt it's going to be anytime soon. And finally, there's tactics. See, the Terminator is really straightforward. They use whatever can to take out its target. It's cool. However, the Predator has a much wider arsenal of powerful weapons, and it uses traps. Also, centuries worth of knowledge when it comes to hunting and using tactics against robotic arm, whatever it is, it's already been there and done that 1,000 times. Look, in the end, the Terminator is like a really good hammer. It's an awesome hammer. The Predator is like the best toolbox in the world that already has a great hammer and a great everything else. So put all this together, great hammer, great toolbox. Awesome Arnold, awesome Predator. It's an 80s battle, but the Predator comes out on top. That's my point number three.
Disagree completely. You know, the Terminator, you talk about the experience of the Predator. Well, the Terminator has experience in combat and human body knowledge programmed in. You like to bring up Shazam every time you reference him, saying he has the wisdom of Solomon or whoever. So he just knows things. Well, the Terminator just knows things. So experience doesn't matter. Just like when you argue for Shazam that the lack of experience doesn't matter there. And how will the Predator know that's not a person? You said yourself that he's going to be giving off heat signals. How are those heat signals going to be so different than a person? He's going to spend the battle, maybe most, if not the entire battle, thinking he's fighting a person until the first like piece of flesh tears away and reveals that he is not. And even then, he's got to be paying attention. He looks like he's always looking in that Predator Ultra Red version. How would he know the difference if he's not really looking? And you talk about people hiding from the Terminator. Those people were not 7 feet tall and 500 pounds with dreadlocks, James. They were smaller people. It's a lot easier to hide when you're not 7 feet tall and 500 pounds. The Predator needs time in order to heal himself. The T-800 can reroute circuits instantaneously, and that's the difference. You talk about how the Terminator's straightforward, but now you argue that the Predator has time to set traps ahead of time? I would argue he does not, because he'll be under assault the entirety of this battle. He doesn't even have time to think, much less set up traps. At the end of the day, this is an organism, a living creature that can bleed, feel pain, feel fear, and die versus a robot who is trained to kill living organisms. This is not a contest.
I thought it was a contest. Like, we're debating. We're trying to see.
Allegedly, this is a contest.
That's all I'm trying to say. All right, listen, Delvin, you've heard 3 points from both Ray and myself. It's time for you to make a decision, but before we get to what Delvin has to say, let's celebrate the Who Would Win Patron of the Week. Every week, we choose one of our amazing members from the Who Would Win Show's Patreon community and put them in a battle. Ray, which patron do we have today?
Today's very special patron of the week is Lord Moxford.
Ooh, Lord Moxford. You know what? When I hear Lord Moxford, I can picture that name being announced in an arena of 20,000 screaming fans. And as a result, Lord Moxford, I'm sorry, I got to do it. Let's have Lord Moxford go up against Andre the Giant.
Well, I thought you were going to say Freddie Mercury. That was about to be weird. But Andre the Giant versus Lord Moxford. Now, if you know a thing about Lord Moxford, it's that he is royalty, obviously. So he would obviously take the act of seconds, which means that he may allow someone to fight in his stead. Not typically seen in a Who Would Win show, but seen in the world of royalty. So Andre the Giant gets to the ring, and he says, I'm gonna get you.
I'm Andre the Giant. I'm going to tear you apart. This is what I do.
And then Lord Moxford says, actually, rule of seconds. And then Hulk Hogan from WrestleMania 3 runs down to the ring at his own pace, gets in there, hulks up, picks up Andre, body slams him, gives the leg drop, but then lets Moxford take the pinfall. 1, 2, 3. Andre the Giant, you got schooled by royalty. Moxford, you got it done.
Unbelievable. I didn't think anyone could actually cleanly pin Andre the Giant, especially in its prime, the way I clearly mentioned it at the beginning of this battle. All right, well done. Remember, you two can become a celebrated patron of the week. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and sign up, and you may be featured in an upcoming episode of Who Would Win. Delvin, it's time for your decision. Take us through your process, tell us the story, if you will, and reveal who you think wins this battle between the Terminator and Predator.
I think this was a really close matchup. I think a lot of things going on. I think both of you guys made some really good points, but let me get a couple of things out the way. First and foremost, because this is a neutral battle in a neutral location, can't be no plasma cannon. Can't be no plasma cannon. Cannot be in the jungle, because that would be Predator's territory. Plasma cannon is something that you have to bring in from the future. And since Terminators cannot carry things from the future to the present, he can't bring the plasma gun. So I will start off with that. If I'm going to say a neutral location for both of these guys fighting, probably would be like an urban city, like Terminator, not like Predator 2. I think that would be a fair location for both of them to be able to fight and with no interference and what's not, things like that. So this is the way I see it. I look at everything that goes on. I think, you know, Terminators, both in the Terminator and Predator, in terms of strength, are pretty much the same. I think Predator has a height advantage, but that shouldn't matter too much. Terminator's a little bit more slower, but they may have, now that I think about it, they may have a little bit more strength than a Predator. Predator can take a lot more damage. Like, in terms of, like, physical damage, Predator can take pain because, it's obviously an organic object where the Terminator can dish out a lot of pain. I think both of these guys kind of balance each other out except in one aspect. And I think when I tell the story how I think this battle will go, it kind of speaks for itself. I see this battle going like this. Terminator is walking down the street. He's looking to protect John Connor. Let's just say that. Let's in our heads make it the T2 version, because that's the most well-known, famous version of the Terminator. You know, it's a Arnold, of course, at his prime and peak. So he's walking down. What he doesn't see, or so we think he doesn't see, slowly stealthing behind him in cloak, is a Predator. Predator is marching. He's kind of going from rooftop to rooftop, following Arnold, or the Terminator, shall I say. And then he jumps off the roof to try to stab the Terminator with the spear. But no, Terminator catches it and slings him, because he knew he was there the whole time. He saw right through that stealth. He knew he was being followed. He knew he was being watched. You know, this Terminator's a little bit more experienced. He has experience. He has combat training. He's learning on his feet. He's learning fast. Predator sees this. He jumps back out to the rooftops again. He throws the little spinning thing at him. Terminator knocks it away. It hurts him a little bit, but it doesn't really do much. So the Predator goes. He says, you know what? The Predator, because the Predator works and the Predator works, it goes out shooting at the Terminator. He shoots out his weapons at the Terminator. He's doing some damage. He's hurting the Terminator with the plasma rifle, because that's the thing that can honestly hurt the Terminator. I don't think it will outright, because, you know, in the movies, it cut humans in half. It cut trees. I don't think that'll do it to a Terminator, but I think it'll do some good damage to a Terminator, but not enough to take a Terminator out. I think it'll take off some skin, and, you know, Terminator will start fighting back, shooting the shotgun at him, so they're kind of having a shootout. Predator's getting annoyed. He wants this win, so he goes in for the kill. He goes in for combat. They're fighting hand-to-hand. They're going at it. Predator's getting a little bit of the advantage because he has the claws. He's slicing at the Terminator. I think the claws would do some damage to him. It's getting into the exoskeleton, causing a little bit of damage. Terminator's fighting back. They're both fighting at a kind of even pace. Then out of nowhere, Terminator rips off one of the Predator's arms. He starts trying to beat the Predator with the arm. Predator's reeling back. Predator's in pain. He wants to retract and retreat. Terminator's not going to let him retreat because Terminator's a relentless. It's a killing machine. So what the Terminator does is it grabs his leg. It rips off one of the legs. It starts asking questions because it's trying to interrogate the Predator and find out why it's here. The Predator doesn't say much. He starts laughing. Terminator's really damaged. Predator's hurt. He's down for the kill, pretty much. As the Terminator hears the Predator laughing, he feels a little uneasy. All of a sudden, you see on the Predator's wrist a ticker going off. It's ticking down. Terminator's trying to get away. Ticking down. It gets to zero. Predator's laughing. It blows up. Both opponents are down. Predator is dead. Terminator almost dead, but it wins today. I think the Predator can win almost in all categories except the durability. I think the Terminator will outlast the Predator. Because the thing about it is, I very much think, let's say if this battle happens 10 times, I feel like the Predator probably would kill a Terminator maybe 6 out of the 10 times. But it depends on what Terminator is killing. If it's killing some Joe Schmo T-800 Terminator, it's going to kill it. But the Terminators that Ray's bringing up, which is the T-850, a little bit smarter, a little bit wiser, a little bit of skills to it. It's going to be a little bit more durable. It's going to be able to take damage. And the thing about it is, I don't think the Predator's going to run away, but I think the Predator's brave enough to go kamikaze style and try to take both of them out, because it's a code of honor. And when it comes to that, I think the Terminator will just barely make it. And therefore, the winner is the Terminator.
Wow. I love the story. I love everything you brought up about this. I completely disagree. You misjudge what the Predator does. You bought into the Terminators from like Terminator Genesis from the late 2012s, whatever it is. That's all good. I completely disagree, but respect the decision that Delvin Cox made. And I want our fan base to let me know what you think of it. Do you agree with Delvin Cox? But you don't. But with that being said, congratulations to Ray Sicanus. This was a very tough battle. You were on a 2-fight losing streak, but you got the win. Congratulations. Tell the Legion of Audience how you feel right now.
Those two losses don't mean anything. One was a Stefan Thomas, which means less than dirt. We asked our Patreon subscribers who actually won that battle. And last time I saw it, they had a 3-1. Ray won the battle and hashtag Ray was robbed. And that's all I needed to see. I know what happens. I made a joke that, oh, who's next? Delvin Cox? And here's Delvin Cox on the show, and it doesn't matter, because this is September. This is our World Series. This is when you're supposed to step your game up, James. This is when you're supposed to win. And that's why I won today.
Yeah, I wasn't listening. I was checking out the Facebook group. Over 100,000 members, by the way. And
that's a lot of people.
Quite a few people actually agree.
I can't ban them fast enough.
I'm going to put Stefan Thomas.
Yeah, you know what? And here's the thing. Yeah, everyone else did too, for the most part. I'm glad 4 people did the vote on Patreon. Patreon, do better. But on Facebook, you know, vastly agreed with my win last week. Here's the thing. Again, when you have a genius, the smartest person on the internet, like a Delvin Cox, it's hard to disagree. It's hard to kind of poke holes into it. I never brought into fact the whole digital display blowing up kind of thing, because that's an instant loss for the Predator. At best, it's a draw. And you can never have a draw on the Who Would Win show. But again, it's Delvin Cox, the smartest person on the internet. So you got to go back and forth and figure this out. Anyway, I will respectfully disagree with a brilliant man's decision. But I will tell you, I enjoyed the hell out of that story that you told Delvin Cox. That was great. I was on the edge of my seat. The way you set it up, the way you were talking about it, I would love to see this live action, a fan film or something. That was absolutely brilliantly told. Well done. And as always, you are a fantastic judge. Thank you for kicking off Showdown September the right way, the Delvin Cox way. In the meantime, before you come back on the show, tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter. I'm not calling the X. You can also find me on Threads at Delvin_Cox. You can find me on, yeah, those are the only two ones you need to go. You'll need my Facebook. We're cool.
You don't want people contacting you on Facebook. That's the thing.
No, I don't want people contacting me on Facebook, asking me to do model shoots or anything like that.
Yeah,
all the crazy other weird requests I get.
I know. I have an open phone policy with my wife, right? She has my password and everything. And I'm like, yeah, here you go. And she's like, who's that? Who's that? I'm like, you saw I deleted everything. So yes, I'm right there with you, Delvin Cox. Oddly enough, that doesn't happen for Ray, but for people like you and I, it's a thing we have to deal with. All right, yes. Ray Cicanus, congratulations on yet a really well-deserved win. It was super close. Great job on your part bringing up the Terminator, not from the classic movies, but from the horrible movies that came after it. Tell Legion of Audience or fan base where they can find you.
Arnold Schwarzenegger version of Terminator. That's what I agreed to in the boardroom, and that's what I brought you today. Worry about the specifics on your own. You know, Delvin Cox showed up as Person You May Know on Facebook, so I sent him a friend request, and he blocked me. What's up with that, Delvin Cox? That seems a little bit outrageous. I don't just send friend requests to anybody. In fact, I have at least 75 of them from fans sitting in limbo right now because I don't want to look at you people. The point I'm trying to make right now is we're in the big time now. It's time to put on your big boy pants, pull them up real high like you're an 85-year-old presidential nominee, and win Showdown September matches on the Who Would Win show. I deserve this win because I deserve every win. I was a little bit surprised to hear Delvin Cox make sense today, but I guess a broken clock is right twice a day. You can find me on Threads at AlmightyRay316. You better believe I deserve this. You better believe I'm better than everyone else on the planet. And you better believe I'm going 5-0 in Showdown September in season 6 on the Who Would Win show.
I was just asking where people could find you. I didn't need the whole. You can find me on X, aka Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in at James Gavsey. Remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and to be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Ray Cicanus, the amazing, I think immortal, definitely genius Delvin Cox, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time. Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and loved listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, gotta prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Erica.
And I'm Cassandra.
And we're the hosts of Trashy Trashy.
We're a podcast filled with trashy news stories and garbage people.
Did you leave the scene of an accident to go tanning?
Do you refer to wearing the strap down on your Crocs as sports mode?
Have you ordered Domino's online before they even open in the morning?
Are you switching the same AAA batteries from your TV remote to your vibrator instead of just buying more batteries?
Or are you normal?
Check us out wherever you download podcasts.